what responsibilities can we start doing? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest student, who is 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 85. And this month, we are talking about responsibility. We started off the month defining what responsibility was. I take care of what is needed or expected. Last week, we talked about what responsible people do, what they look like, how they act, that kind of thing, right? They set timers, they're disciplined, they keep their word. Fill in the blank, because we know that responsible people do a lot more than that. And today, we are talking about growing into responsibilities. I kind of alluded to that at the beginning of the month when it came to the fact that we're now a year older. We're about to start school. We're going into a new grade, right? And as we're teaching our kids to be more responsible, we as parents need to recognize where they're at. What do I mean? Well, here's a great example for you. When my son was 3-ish, right? His responsibility when he was done with dinner was to take his plates and his cup and his silverware and anything else dishwise and bring it over to the counter and put it next to the sink on the counter, because he couldn't reach into the sink, and if he was to drop it that way, he might break one of the glasses or who knows, right? So he took his dishware and he would put it on the counter next to the sink. And this went on for years and years and years with reminding, because we're parents and we have to remind them because they're going to forget. But that was his role. That was his job. And then somewhere around 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, I happened to be looking over and he got up from the table with his dishes, put them next to the sink on the counter. And I was like, dude, why aren't you putting them in this sink? And he goes, because this is where they go. This is what I'm supposed to do. And it was at that moment that both Master Helsen and myself go, oh, he got older and he got taller and he got more responsible, which means now he needs to put them either in the sink or, better yet, teach him how to put them in the dishwasher. So this month, talking about responsibility, about to go into school, about to go into a new grade, a new age, where have they grown? What can they take on more of? Whereas we, as parents, have not recognized the growth that they've done, right? It's simple, it's easy, and yet it was a light bulb moment for us that he had gotten bigger. And at that point, we're like, okay, well, you're going into fourth grade, so now you can do this, this, and this. And so the challenge becomes, what responsibilities can they take on? Can they take on feeding the pets? Can they take on mowing the lawn? Can they take on making their own lunch because they're going into kindergarten and they need to learn how to do those things? Can they take on doing some chores so they have money to spend when they go get themselves a hot lunch at school or whatever it is that you guys are set up in your own school districts? So it's a matter of taking a moment, knowing that we've been teaching them what's needed and what's expected and what they should be doing in so many different places of their lives. Now what? Can they now be responsible for going around the grocery store and getting you a box of pasta or a gallon of milk or something like that? They've grown. We've grown as adults. What more can we do? How else can we teach responsibility? So that's the challenge this month. And as adults, yes, we still have a multitude of responsibilities that go along with it. But if your child has grown and can now go around the grocery store and get the gallon of milk, does that make the grocery shopping responsibility a little bit easier for us? Maybe. Maybe not if they grab the wrong one. But you never know. So, as we go through responsibility, take a look. How much have your kids grown? What responsibilities can they take on now that they're one grade older, 1 year older, a little bit more mature, maybe a few inches taller too? Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.